Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Wednesday, the third day of August 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to go to your calls very early in this first hour. In fact, in the middle of the next segment, any questions, any comments, any news items you want to discuss, from CAFTA passing last week to the new revelations that an MI6 asset, or some would say agent, was the mastermind of the London bombings for the British government, the developments concerning the space shuttle, which I believe is being used as a giant distraction or diversion. If you want to comment on the great 3 hours that I was able to do last night with George Norrie on Coast to Coast, where he went further than I've ever heard him go. And he said he agrees the globalists may carry out a nuclear strike as a pretext to bring in the New World Order. I mean, he's on record. That was just amazing to hear George Norrie go that far last night. The guy's got a lot of courage, folks, I'm here to tell you. I'm just blown away by the guy. Just amazing. But we also have the video up on the website. Not all of it. More of it's going to go up in the next few days. We're at Bullhorned Parliament, and where the police came over and basically gave me a ticket for doing it. That's up on Infowars.com. I'm told the video's not working on PrisonPlanet.com. We'll find out why and try to get it back up there for you. And coming up in an hour, we have, the individual who talked about the MI6 asset being the master bomber and the British protecting him, Mr. Loftus, who's a former Justice Department anti-terror expert and, of course, a prosecutor. Now, again, this news came out last week on the broadcast, but it was hidden in plain view. Old articles out of the Seattle Times and Seattle Post-Intelligencer, where in 99 this individual was building terror training camps in Washington, and the lower-level FBI wanted to bust him, but were barred from doing it. And then we have, the individual being involved attacking the Serbs, the individual working for the globalists, and then, of course, being involved with trying to kill Gaddafi under an MI6 contract, and now being involved in the bombings in London and being protected by MI6, Her Majesty's Terrorist Service. So Mr. Loftus is joining us in the second hour. That's what we're going to call early in this hour. In the third hour, the Minutemen are being stalked. They're being attacked, recently reporting criminal illegals coming across the borders. And so they'll come on, the Minutemen, to give us a report on that. A lot of big new developments there in the third hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air, my friends. The websites, don't forget them, are Infowars.net, Infowars.com, two separate sites, different webmasters, different analysts, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and JonesReport.com. Be sure and check out all the sites on a daily basis as they are updated. When we get back, I'll get into a plethora of other interesting news and developments, and then we will start taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Any issue you want to talk about, but I'm going to go quickly to your calls, and so we're going to move on to the next caller, so be ready for that. Have your questions or comments ready. Strap yourselves in. A powerful broadcast lined up for you today. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa and the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are now 8 minutes and 35 seconds into this first hour. We have several guests coming up today, as I mentioned in the first segment. We're going to have a report from the front lines of what the Minutemen have been facing all over the Southwest with different racial hate groups trying to attack them simply for trying to defend our national sovereignty. We also are going to be having the former Justice Department terror expert and prosecutor on, the gentleman who basically made it a big story, what we already knew, what had already been reported last week by the British press. But again, it was a minor footnote. Oh, the head master bomber, the head controller, he's MI6, and MI6 is protecting him, but it's for your own good. Give up all your rights. We're going to have him on and basically see what his spin is concerning all of this. We really look forward to having Mr. Loftus on in the next hour. And then, of course, the Minutemen in the third hour. Let's just do things a little bit different today. Let's go right to your phone calls, and then we'll get into all the news. Nathan in Florida, you're on the air. Nathan, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I've always watched, looked at your website. I appreciate what you do. I'm actually calling today because I have news about what's going on in Florida.
Okay, tell us about it.
The government here in Florida, they're trying to pass a city ordinance in Daytona Beach, where it's pretty much saying that you have to pay a $100 license fee to live in an apartment. And then also, they want information about your ID, your Social Security number, your if you've had any felonies, if you've been a criminal. And
yeah, it's just like when
predator.
I went to Europe. It's just like when I went to Europe last week. They want where you're going, where you're going to be staying. It's your little and, Interpol.
And not only that, they want to come in your house every 18 months. The government, Homeland Security, is going to be coming in our house if they pass this ordinance.
Yeah, well, I've gotten calls from all over the country, and it's been in the newspaper, Denver and other areas. They already are doing home inspections.
This is insane. This is a total intrusion of our privacy.
Well, hey, you know what? You're making a great point, sir, but let me just tell you like it is. You know, tell you how, you know, what they say. 10 years ago, they tried to run checkpoints and search our cars, and people said no, and the cops would say, hey, what do you have to hide? Are you a criminal? Well, no, obviously, we're trying to defend the sovereignty of this country, of the individuals that make up this nation.
Right.
And I warn people, the next line will be, let me search your house.
Right.
Well, no. Well, what do you have to hide?
And see, they're using the sexual predator issue in Florida here, like the Jessica Lunsford issue.
Yeah, also
that
over
they
here.
Put all over the news. And see, they want to use that for an excuse, but the judge is the one that let that guy go. It's their fault, and they want to search our homes and try to use that for an excuse. That's just not right.
No, I hear you. Thanks for the call. It's home inspections. They do it under zoning guises. In Texas and in Colorado and California, they supposedly are doing meth lab inspections. You know, everyone get outside your house and line up. It's time for inspection here in the new Reich, here in the new Stasi Sovietized America. Meanwhile, illegal aliens are totally being legalized and being given more welfare and benefits than citizens. It's a federal program to bring them here, to incentivize bringing the illegal aliens. I mean, there's no other way to see it. And, yeah, it hasn't come to your area yet. They do that here in Austin, Texas. You get a little letter, and then strangely enough, it's like selectively done for certain apartment complexes. Some of them wealthy apartment complexes, some of them dirt poor complexes. We've done many TV shows on it. We've done many radio reports on it. We've had guests on about it. It goes on in my hometown, folks. It goes on where I live. If you live in an apartment, suddenly get a notice on your door, and it says we'll be doing random inspections every 6 to 12 months. So you talk about a city ordinance in your town in Florida every 18, every year and a half. Here it's two different notices every 6 to 12 months, and we talk to people all the time. It's been in the paper. They tell you how good it is. You just come home and somebody's been in your house. And why? We're just looking for meth labs. You're not for methamphetamine, are you? So, again, folks, the cops say it's a privilege to drive down the road. It's not a privilege. Their bosses tell them it is, and they say they're going to search your car. Totally criminal, totally illegal, totally un-American. And now they're being taught in the police academies that searching your house is okay. They use the case of that serial killer who killed 5 people down in Louisiana last year to randomly search homes, and the state legislature passed a law saying that they can break into your house randomly without warrants and without probable cause, and the governor agreed with it, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with them last year. So I'm not trying to scare people. I mean, everybody knows they got to have a warrant to go in your house. Everybody knows that's the bedrock of living in America. I mean, they've had to have warrants in France and in Germany and in England until they got people like Hitler. Even countries that weren't as free as us didn't have to do that. They have another way of doing it. From Dallas, Texas to Tucson, Arizona, I have an entire file on it, just all over the country. It's done usually during the day. For some reason, the areas they hit are upper middle class. And it's part of a federal program, part of several different anti-gun programs they have.
And this was happening under Clinton. It's expanded under Bush. By the way, he's doubled the funding for the BATF. They built a new, huge, biggest federal building in the country for the BATF now. That's right. Very conservative. They broke ground when he first got elected, and now it's been built. And you get this little visit. You know, that's actually not true. It's the biggest non-military building. Pentagon's the biggest, but the biggest non-military building is the new BATF structure, according to the Washington Post. But they're very, very proud of it, by the way. And they come, and the person comes to the door, and they say, "Hello, I'm here with Neighborhood Safety. I'm Officer Johnson." And the woman said, this was even described in the Dallas Morning News and the Tucson paper. It's the same story. "Hi, I'm here to do a safety check of your husband's guns." And the wife says, "Excuse me? Yeah, I'm here just to check them for safety. Are they locked up?" There's no law they've got to be locked up, but they still do that in most of these states. And they found that most women in these middle class or affluent areas will just let them in. And the officer, under a federal grant, you know, that's his job. He goes in, and if he finds an illegal gun, you know, a gun that's been banned or something that's, you know, didn't have the proper license for, he checks serial numbers. He will clap that woman in irons on the spot. No warrant, no nothing. They just bull their way in. And just type "knock and talk" into a search engine. You'll get dozens and dozens and dozens of mainstream news articles and Second Amendment group warnings. And, well, I'm sure you heard about Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where they did a whole neighborhood gun sweep and confiscated all the guns. That was last year. I mean, you know, this isn't a joke, folks. But the border's wide open. David and Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good.
And very good show last night, or this morning, on Coast to Coast. Excellent.
Well, you know, I was a little bit jet-lagged, tried to take a nap yesterday, was unable to, so I was a little bit dingy. Did I sound okay?
Yeah, you did. Very lucid points and very, you know, consistent, you know, throughout, I thought. And let me ask you a question. You just got back, okay? I'm going in about 3 weeks or a little under. How is, like, the secure? How is the, like, the airport checks over there? I mean, has it been beefed up? I would imagine it has.
No, it was. I thought that would be the case too. It was getting out of the country was totally easy.
Okay, good.
Again, this is all just for the news. These illusions of security. There's
yeah,
no problem unless you're the Free Press in England, and then you got a big problem.
Coming back in
was an absolute nightmare. But I'm not exaggerating, folks. My plane landed late, about an hour late. I had 20 minutes to get through the first layer of customs, then checking my bag for the connection from George Bush International to Ostrom Bergstrom. Then I had to go through the metal detectors again, and it was literal gang member types screaming at everyone, all frustrated, huge lines. And nowhere had they made me pull everything out. But, of course, these call screeners were so retarded that in England they knew they were cameras. They said, right, cameras, four cameras, right. They knew, you know, they knew what they were doing. And George Bush Airport, it was, "What's that? Get that out of there. What's this?" I go, "Well, that's a Sony camera. Get over there, boy." And they were screaming at other people and just total idiots. They were the ones that needed to be searched.
Well, yeah, I'm going to London for 3 days since we have some family over there, but then we're flying on to Eastern Europe after that. Anyway, I just wanted to make this one point.
I wanted to make this point, and then I'll hold you over if need be.
The point is
I did watch them. It is an unwritten rule, just like with housing, just like with the police. And this has been in the news, folks. Illegal aliens with foreign passports, as long as you were Latin American, you sailed through. Now, if you were a good-looking, well-dressed Latin American, you were going to get searched. They thought you might be a drug dealer. But if you looked like, you know, the hard-working peasant types, you literally were gold. They were gold. But citizens, black people, white people, well-dressed Latin Americans, we were in deep trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Ever since the 7/7 bombings, Alex, and subsequently the bombing, of course, that didn't happen 2 weeks later. I've done a little research since that. Every day there's been at least one story about biometrics. Every day.
Oh, yeah. Biometrics are the answer. They will save you from the vicious MI6 Al-Qaeda agent.
That's right. It's been that way.
Al-MI6 ADA. is even worse than Al Caeda. Anything else?
I've been doing it.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation. Inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Points you were making, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say one quick thing, Alex, about CAFTA. Okay, last week when I was, I got a friend of mine who gives me the political inside scoop a lot of times on some things. He's got some connections to Capitol Hill. He called me early in the morning on Thursday, or right before CAFTA passed. Got me up in the morning, and I turned on the morning shows immediately. It was all about the shuttle. Every single channel, you nailed it right in the first part of your show here when you opened. You said it's a massive smokescreen. It's a massive deception. And the only thing I saw, I think, on ABC at the little bottom where they have the news ticker, it said, House passes CAFTA. It's like, And then all of a sudden you see Diane Sawyer holding up one of the tiles, demonstrating how it's falling off the shuttle. I mean, it's Walter Lippmann said it best years ago. He said, the masses are like ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, and we have to be spectators in the political arena. We're not supposed to participate in anything. We're supposed to be spectators in an illusionary reality.
Well said, sir. I couldn't say it as good as you did. Take care, David. And be careful while you're in Europe visiting family. That's exactly what's happening. I mean, NASA hasn't had a mission since the last space shuttle that went up, blew up over Texas, literally over my head where I sit now. And they go ahead and launch it, and they tell you there's going to be problems up front, and, ooh, something falls off right away, and, ooh, we got to fix it, and it's just this big spectacle. And if it wasn't that, there'd be some kidnapping. And then there's always a real kidnapping. It's a real tragedy and a travesty, but they decide when to focus in. They decide when to divert. China entering a permanent status in the World Trade Organization, meaning they have more control over our trade than Congress, because Congress has given up so much of its authority to the World Trade Organization, that private, run-for-profit organization controlled by the big central banks. And so, what, 3-4 days after 9/11, China got permanent status. A bunch of other stuff happened. I mean, it's like the day that Saddam was supposedly captured back in, what, December 13th, 2003. The day he was captured, they passed the Intelligence Act, the Intelligence Enhancement Act, had a whole bunch of draconian police state measures in it. I mean, they play us like a fiddle. It's so sad. Let's talk to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I had called in about the border problems we're having, but real quick, I wanted to mention, if anyone ever comes to your door and asks if your guns are locked up, just shut the door, lock it, and say, now they are. But anyways, last week they had this big thing about Community Shield, and they told us here in San Antonio that they caught 14 gang members. And I remember when they first had this Community Shield, they got one person, I think it was in Dallas. And I figured, well, I'll call in to Senator Cornyn's office and just mention at this rate, it's going to take forever to get rid of the felon illegal aliens. And I had talked to the Washington office and spoke to a gentleman that had said they had said he was his immigration expert. And I had mentioned, isn't it a felony, you know, for the illegal aliens to come across the border anyway? And he says, oh, no, it's a civil violation. And so I decided, well, I'll call the ICE office here locally and try to get it nailed down. And
everybody knows it's a felony.
Sure. Well, even the ICE office, when you could finally get through to somebody, they said, no, it's not a felony. I said, so it's a misdemeanor? And they said, no, it's illegal. And
well, you got to understand that that's how literally dumbed down people've gotten.
Oh, certainly. And they'll accept it. And it was impossible to even get through to anyone.
Sir,
over
the Border Patrol's been ordered to stand down. That's public.
Sure.
And and our military is 24% illegal alien now. And I mean, this is the end of the country. And they're already legal. They already have more rights than we do.
Certainly.
And the checkpoints are for American citizens. They're not for the illegal aliens. This is designed to make this a third world country. They've opened all the doors. This is social engineering.
Well, I'm sure you heard about what was going on with the Glenn Spencer. I think it was out in California where they had some idiots show up with Nazi flags and such. And, you know, the folks out there that believe that was, you know, authorized by Spencer's group, they want to believe that anyway. Anyways, I'll let you go and enjoy George Norrie and your deal last night. And you keep fighting, Alex.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you a story. It was up in Idaho where a Jewish group actually had a fake Nazi group that would show up against the hate laws. It's the same thing every time.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with this 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Sean and Michael and Wes and Jim, I'm going to take your calls real fast here in a second, then I'm going to get into the news. Pentagon to increase domestic surveillance for counterterrorism. Yeah, the Pentagon's going to watch you, but they're not going to watch the illegal aliens. Top cloning experts gather in South Korea for clandestine test. And this is out of the Associated Press. It's also a Yahoo News story. And, you know, that's just some of the daily news we have here. Vacationing Bush poised to set a record. Yeah, a five-week vacation in good old Crawford out there at the Cowboy set. You know why they like to go out to the set? Because there's no houses for miles around it. It's very hard for people, foreign governments, to surveil them, including our government and the NSA. They've got a very secure room in there for discussing things. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Remember Bush's 4.5-week vacation right before 9/11. And when he says he's not vacationing, it's the truth. Now, they're busy little bees. Busy little bees when he meets with Putin and he meets with Blair and he meets with Sharon, he meets with Fox and, of course, the Canadian Prime Minister for CAFTA and the Pan-American Union. Busy little beavers. But it was about 6-7 years ago, and even came out in several of the West Coast papers and came out in papers there in Idaho. But the state was trying to pass a anti-hate speech law where, and they're already arresting people over there for racial comments in Idaho, even though there's not a law. There was a case where a black guy attacked a white woman, and then it was at a football game. Black coach, he was the photographer, he was throwing a fit. She took a picture of it, he threw a fit at her, started strangling her. This was in the newspaper, calling her names. Her husband jumped the bleachers and called him a name back. And he was arrested and she was fired. In the political correctness, you're allowed to physically choke people and call them honky, but do not then, in defense, call somebody a name back, which I don't care. Let's get over all these names. I don't dislike black people. I don't dislike Mexicans. I don't dislike Asians. But I do dislike how they're a bunch of babies who feel sorry for themselves and suck their thumbs and think I've done something to them. Get it straight. I don't have any guilt, okay? I love freedom and I love liberty, and you're being manipulated by the globalists, just like white racists are, and it's time for it to stop. Okay, but going back again to this latest stuff, folks, I've been in an anti-UN meeting. I've been in an anti-UN meeting in front of the state capitol. This has got to be 6-7 years ago. Well, let me finish the... Here I am. I mean, I forget so much stuff we've done. We've even got tape of this somewhere. We've heard it on TV. All the films I could make and went through all those archives. Riveting stuff. But anyways, going back to Idaho, and then I'll tell the story of Texas briefly. About 6-7 years ago, they're trying to pass an anti-hate law, which did not pass, by the way, that would restrict speech. And so there's hundreds of people showing up, conservatives and liberals, protesting the free speech violating law of the legislature. A van pulls up. About 10 Nazis jump out. I remember seeing photos at the time. Didn't look very Germanic. And they're running around hailing Hitler and saying they're against the bill and, you know, don't take our free speech. Heil Hitler, down with the N-words. Chanting, down with the blacks, down with the, you know, all this stuff. And guess what? Folks tracked back the Nazi group, and it was shared and run out of a P.O. box owned by a rabbi. And you've all heard the cases of black students that send themselves hate mail and black students that desecrate their own newspapers and Mexican students that do. I'm sick of it. It's a political tool to bully people like me, and if you want a fight, you're going to get one. Okay, just understand, people aren't being cowed anymore. People aren't being made to feel guilty anymore. I haven't done anything to you. If you want to join me as a brother against the New World Order and dehumanization, then let's do it. But if you want to keep playing these games, and that goes for all of you, the white supremacists that threaten me, the Mexican supremacists that threaten me, all of you, I am sick of you. If you're not feds, you're idiots being led by feds. Gosh, you're idiots. Anyways, this too was about 7-8 years ago, and we had an anti-UN day, and I was out there with my knife. Those were the old days, right in front of the state police at the Capitol, but it was down off the Capitol, you know, the street by the road. It was a 4-inch knife, so it wasn't illegal, but I just pulled this knife out because we weren't allowed to burn UN flags. There was a burn ban in effect, you know, because it was during the summer. It was UN day. Because it was October, it was still real dry. And I'm sitting there slicing this flag with absolute pleasure, and a guy runs up who's with a local anti-gun group, laughing at us. He starts burning an American flag. The news tried to claim he was with us. And then the next year we tried to do it, and guys dressed up in Klan shirts, Klan t-shirts, you know, Invisible Empire shirts, and the news was going to cover it. And I threw a huge fit and said, that's it, demanding to see their identification. Then when they left, because I was saying they were cops, they were obviously cops, we followed them to their cars, unmarked cars. I began screaming and just throwing giant fits with a bullhorn. Why didn't I put that in a film? I've got that somewhere. It's been on TV. So much is aired on that TV show. You know, I've got a whole garage full of 3/4-inch old TV tapes. I bet those are all going bad. I've got to do something with it. But I've got all the digital masters, though. Need more staff, folks, to get all this together. But, you know, it's the, and so, yes, Glenn Spencer, blacks, Hispanics, all good Americans against the totally open borders. The group's openly saying it's La Reconquista, they're taking over, they're going to kick the whites and blacks out. Openly, with big giant banners with white people's heads cut off saying we're going to kill you. I mean, I have the video of this. The cops let them attack people. And yeah, people show up with Nazi flags. And, you know, it's the same M.O. every time. We've tracked these white supremacist groups, and every single one of them, they're allowed to threaten the president. They're allowed to talk about criminal activities. They never get in trouble because their leaders are Feds or Mossad or German GSGQ, just like Andreas Strassmeier. Bottom line. Bottom line. And I am sick of it. And I want it to stop. It's been proven that MI6 runs the white supremacists in Germany who carry out violent attacks. Then they don't get in trouble. Then they pass laws restricting speech in Germany. I have all the mainstream news articles in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Do a whole five-minute piece on it in the almost three-hour film. I mean, folks, it's the same thing every time, and I am sick of it. You make me want to puke white supremacists. You make me want to puke Mexican supremacists. You make me want to puke black supremacists. I'm sick of all of you, and I'm sick of the liberals and the media using all of you to destroy this country. You're the worst. The racist Sumner Redstones out there that manipulate and play us all off against each other. I'm sick of it. I want freedom. That's what I want. And globalists, you're not going to be able to stop us. We're coming on. We're coming on strong. All right, I'm going to move very quickly now. Let's talk to Sean in Alabama. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Hi.
You did a great job with George Noory last night. And George has really been impressing me a lot lately, having you on the air as much as he has.
And, you know, in his words, he has a lot of shows that are entertainment, but he makes the distinction. You know, other shows he does are entertainment, but more and more he's doing hard shows, and he'll tell you, this is a serious show. Did you hear the end of the show? He said that last night.
Yeah, I was up till 4 in the morning listening.
So he clearly makes the distinction, and I got to commend him for that.
You were talking to the first caller last night. She was troubled about not being able to get through to her family, and I just wanted to tell everyone out there had the feeling the same way that I've been talking with my family about the New World Order and stuff since I woke up after September 11th. And just now, about going on 4 years later, they're finally starting to come around, thanks in large part to your videos. I've got just about all of them now. And
well, thank you for the support. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, Sean.
Hey, your movies are great, and I do everything I can to share them with people. And also, there's a great book I found. I don't know if you'd ever read it or heard of it. It's called Hope of the Wicked.
No, never read it.
It's a really great book. It just details the New World Order starting all the way back with Adam Weishaupt and working forward through the French Revolution.
Yeah, I've
communist.
Heard of the book now that I think about it. I haven't read
it. It is an awesome
book. Who wrote it?
Ted Flynn.
All right.
It is a great book.
Anything else, Sean?
No, I just wanted to tell people that, you know, just like you said last night, family is the most difficult, but plant that seed in faith with them, and in time it will bear fruit. And keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. No, he's right. And family is the hardest. Don't get discouraged because your family laughs at you. You know, we grow up in sibling rivalries, and we grow up, you know, rebelling against our parents. And the biggest problems are in the family. People don't respect their families. The society's been engineered where you don't respect your family. It's always been a problem throughout human history, but never to the extent that it is now. It's accentuated. I mean, in the past, if you were going to survive, you stuck up for your family, you listened to your family. Family was numero uno. That has been eroded. And women think it's cool to fight with their husbands. Men think it's cool to be slobs and to be lazy and to disconnect. You know, men are told, be manly, be a lazy idiot. Don't know anything, act stupid. You know, that's what successful men do. That's total garbage. Women think that constantly being insecure about their looks and primping themselves and acting like sluts is what life is all about. And no, it's not really about that. It's about having a strong family and raising strong children. And if you want to be bank president, doing that too. But you better make sure, if you're going to have kids, that they come first. You know, they've stolen just the family system from us. That is a beautiful, wonderful, great thing. And salesmen will tell you, It is hard to sell family. So I say spend a little time on your family, but do not waste all your time on them. All right? I mean, just get out there and wake up the person you don't know. I mean, it's that simple. Let's go ahead and, because they don't have baggage, folks, connected to you. Let's talk to Michael in New York City. Go ahead, Michael.
Actually, I'm upstate in New York, a bit out of the city, thank God. I'm in Hudson Valley. Alex, great show as always.
So your phone is the worst I've ever heard. Just, are you on a cell or cordless?
I'm on a cordless. How about now?
It's horrible. I tell you, I'm going to put you on hold. Now, if you can get up close to the receiver, or if you can get on the landline, we'll go try to you one more time here in a second, Michael. Sounds like you're talking to us from Pluto, or that new ball of ice they found. They're calling a planet out from Pluto. Let's talk to Wes in Tennessee. Wes, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hi. I have stood shoulder to shoulder with you since the very beginning in this fight, and I just wonder if you think that it would be a healthy thing for us to just accept the fact that at some point in the future that the only way to win this battle that we're fighting, and I would fight it to the death if necessary, because I don't fear death, that we need to reconcile ourselves to the fact that at some point in the future we are going to need the direct intervention of God himself in order for us to succeed in this fight.
Look, the devil acts through men, and so does God. And so we are seeing the direct intervention of God. And God helps those that helps themselves. And, you know, let's talk about physical confrontation. I'm against physical offensive actions, but they start increasing mass roundups or forced inoculations. Folks, it's time to defend yourself. You know, they're trying to line people up and chop their heads off because the world leader says so. We got to fight that. Government is not God. And so, look, we're having a lot of success, Wes. It doesn't mean the globalists may not detonate suitcase nukes, you know, 3 days from now or 6 years from now. But regardless, we're in this fight, and we're going to the bitter end, whether we're on the bleachers or whether we're on the bad guy's side or the good guy's team.
I believe that, too. I really do. But
there's only three places. You can be on the bleachers, which is the most dangerous place to be, or you can be on the field, and you can pick sides.
I believe that. I really do. I guess what I'm saying is I just believe that at some point, we will get to the point where we will require God to intervene.
Well, according to the dominant churches, and I appreciate your call, according to them, I mean, we're going to have a world leader. He will be Jesus. We will worship him. He will sit on a throne in Jerusalem. And basically, that'll be the Antichrist. They're just skipping all revelations. And, you know, basically, I'm not going to get off into being a theologian here, but it's a total cop-out. People in Germany thought Hitler was the Antichrist, so they laid down. People in Africa, when they're being killed by the Muslims. In Sudan, think it's the end of the world. And I guess it is for them. God does intervene. I mean, there was divine providence with George Washington. That's clear. But, I mean, I believe in that. I mean, I believe in destiny. We have the moral authority. We better use it. Let's go back and see if Michael in New York is on a landline. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Welcome back to the States, Alex. Great show as always. I'm calling from upstate New York on Hudson Valley. Yes, with the last call for sure. As we discussed in the past, George Washington's visions of the future of this country, and ultimately we do get invaded, and it's through divine intercession that the remaining Americans are spared and the country is restored under the Lord himself. And so we have that to look forward to. Like you, we're taking it to the end. We are real patriots looking for the truth, wanting God's freedom, and we're never going to give it up. Now, Alex, the reason I'm calling, I just noticed on the local phone bill on Verizon, another charge, a tax, and it's called the Universal Service Fund. Now, I'm suspecting that to be a UN tax.
Hey, they put a UN tax on my hotel bill in London.
Right, but is this? I think this is the first precedent now in our country.
Well, no, it was Al Gore got those universal service charges passed. They just add new ones all the time.
Okay, so is it a UN tax?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The okay. UN tax is going to be on the web, on oil at the wellhead, and on money transfers.
Okay. I wonder why they just don't roll it into another as a federal tax then.
Because we do have a UN tax through paying monies to the IMF and World Bank and dues to the UN and dues to the WTO and WHO.
Okay.
So we do pay taxes to the UN, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But direct taxes to the UN are being implemented for hotel taxes and stuff in Europe, but it's not a universal global tax yet.
Okay. I figured I'd just run that by you, Alex, to see if this was the first precedent that...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll be right back with a bunch of news and your call. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tuesday, he played clips here on the air of terror expert 77 Mastermind was working for British intelligence. Group was used by Brits in Kosovo in the late 1990s, and our government and the British government has been protecting him. And it's the same MO every time. Well, the gentleman who admitted this on Fox News, you know, it was already public. We'd already mentioned it, but it was just hidden in plain view until Fox News talked about it. You can watch the video of that at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. We're getting so many hits from Coast to Coast AM with its links to other video clips we have that our video server isn't really able to stream right now. So the answer is, so I can play this clip coming up in the next segment, is for the folks running the show to contact Ryan Slickhuizen right now and have him upload it or tell you about another server area so you can stream it from there. This was not recorded onto our computers, so we're unable to play it for you before we have the guest on. Now, before I go any further, I want everybody out there who's listening to stop procrastinating and to get my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. I mean, here's the headline today. Pentagon to increase domestic surveillance for counterterrorism. Fox News, everything you do will be watched by the Pentagon. Troops on the streets. It's the new American freedom. Troops in the military propagandizing the media. With the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence, a military dictatorship, a third world cesspit. You want to be a slave? You're going to get to enjoy it. Martial law details this in the first 35 minutes. The sound cannons, the hover blimps, the control grids, the emergency FEMA camps owned by Bechtel and others. Then we spend a full hour on 9/11 and how the New World Order carried out the attacks, and we name names. We tell you how they did it, and we break it down. How this criminal group in our government did it. No debate, no discussion. You and your soul know it's true. We'll just have the facts. It'd be nice if you had the facts. And that makes this broadcast possible. Then a full hour after that, we get into the globalists and the cult of death and how they love death and how they want to exterminate us and how they funded Hitler and what their master plan is and who they are. It's my best work. It is three films in one. It is $25.95. And you can get them as low as $14 if you order multiple copies. And my film before that, as low as $5.95 if you order multiple copies, American Dictators. It is excellent as well. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we also have a great deal where you get all 12 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, TV shows, one best TV show in Austin, the Reader's Poll. I mean, it's a pretty good show. All my best audio interviews, special text reports, 15 cents a day, Prison Planet. TV monthly and yearly subscriptions now coming up on a year and a half, just in a month or so since we launched PrisonPlanet.tv. So go try a monthly trial subscription, and I think you'll decide to sign up for a full year with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't wait. Let's expose these murdering bastards for what they are: bloodthirsty, satanic scum.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.